Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Frank Spencer. So it turns out that Friday's little experiment in this spot turned out to be something of a high watermark amongst the viewers. I can't tell you the amount of people who have got in touch saying how much they enjoyed it and would I do it again. The reason I can't tell you the exact amount of people is because once I got a casualty, they make you turn your mobile phones off. If you missed it, it was a peculiar stunt involving a microwave oven, a bar of soap, and, as I remember it, some kind of backfiring red-hot nail gun. All of which was accompanied by the sound of shattering glass that, by comparison, made the 1936 destruction of the Crystal Palace look like a lot of fuss about nothing. So what can we take from the wreckage? What can we learn? Well, one, if it'll be all right on the night of still paying for their clips, Wendy and I shall have a nice little holiday home in the Algarve over the next 5 years. Two, despite the huge advances made in sexual equality, when it comes to the kitchen, for every Jamie Oliver, there's... And three, we like to think ourselves as sophisticated in society. We laugh at the bon mots of Frasier and Friends and Woody Allen, but nothing makes an audience laugh like a fat fella injuring himself during a moment of slapstick.